I was traveling west of Buckskin on my way to a cattle run, across a little cactus desert under a hot blistering sun. I was thirsty down to my toenails, stopped to rest me on a stump, but I tell you I just couldn't believe it when I saw that water pump. I took it to be a mirage at first, it'll fool a thirsty man. Then I saw a note stuck in a baking powder can. This pump is old, the note began, but she works, so give her a try. I put a new sucker washer in her, you may find the leather dry.
You've got to find the pump, you must have faith and believe. You've got to give of yourself, for you're worthy to receive. Drink all the water you can hold, wash your face, cool your feet. Leave the bottle full for others, thank you kindly, desert need.
Yeah, you'll have to prime the pump, work that handle like there's a fire. Under that rock to find some water I left in a bitter's jar. Now there's just enough to prime it with, so don't you go drinking first. You just pour it in and pump like mad, buddy, you'll quench your thirst.
You've got to find the pump, you must have faith and believe. You've got to give of yourself, for you're worthy to receive. Drink all the water you can hold, wash your face, cool your feet. Leave the bottle full for others, desert
beat. Well, I found that jar, and I tell you, nothing was ever prettier to my eye. And I was tempted strong to drink it, cause that pump looked mighty dry. But the note went on, have faith, my friend, there's water down below. You've got to give until you get, I'm the one who ought to know. So I poured in the jar and I started pumping, and I heard a beautiful sound of water bubbling and splashing out of that hole in the ground. I took off my shoes and I drunk my fill of that cool, refreshing treat. I thank the Lord, I thank the pump, and I thank old Desert Pete.
You've got to find the pump, you must have faith and believe. You've got to give of yourself, for you're worthy to receive. Drink all the water you can hold, wash your face, glue your feet. Leave the bottle full for others, thank you kindly, Desert Pete.
The Kingston Trio brought that story of Desert Pete to the radio in 1963, and it still sounds good today on the Music Box, which comes from my house to your radio at FM 102.5 The Concert Hall, where you always have a front row seat. I'm Mike Duke. Pop and jazz singer Teresa Brewer was born in Toledo, Ohio on May 7, 1931. Ricochet, which is sometimes listed as Ricochet Romance, bounced its way up the charts in 1953.
They warned me when you kissed me, your love would ricochet. Your lips would find another, and your heart would go astray. I thought that I could hold you with all my many charms, but then one day you ricocheted to someone else's arms. And baby, I don't want a ricochet romance, I don't want a ricochet love. If you're careless with your kisses, find another turtle dove. I can't live on ricochet romance, no, no, not me. If you're gonna ricochet, baby, I'm gonna set you free. I knew the day I met you, you had a roving eye. I thought that I could hold you, what a fool I was to try. You promised you'd be faithful and you would never stray. Then like a rifle bullet, you began to ricochet. And baby, I don't want a ricochet romance, I don't want a ricochet love. If you're careless with your kisses, find another turtle dove. I can't live on ricochet romance, no, no, not me. If you're gonna ricochet, baby, I'm gonna set you free. When you announced our wedding, to us company, but you preferred a crowd. You buzzed around the other girls just like a busy bee. And when you finished buzzing, cousin, you buzzed right back to me. And baby, I don't want a ricochet romance, I don't want a ricochet love. If you're careless with your kisses, find another turtle dove. I can't live on ricochet romance, no, no, not me. If you're gonna ricochet, baby, I'm gonna set you free. If you're gonna ricochet, baby, I'm gonna set you free.
Xavier Cugat and his orchestra made that recording of Perfidia in 1940, and we heard Ricochet by Teresa Brewer. I'm Mike Duke, and the Music Box continues with teen idol Ricky Nelson, who was born on May 8, 1940 in Teaneck, New Jersey. By 1963, he was listed as Rick Nelson on the labels of songs like String Along.
String along, that's all I am, is just your string along. Someone that you just seem to bring along. Whenever you are all alone, need some company, you always turn to me. String along, that's all I do, is sort of string along. You never seem to notice I'm alone. I just want you to want me to. Oh, how I hope and pray someone that you just seem to bring along. Whenever you are all alone, need some company, you always turn to me, treat me wrong. Somebody who won't treat me like you do. String along. That's all I am, is just your string along. Someone that you just seem to bring along. Whenever you are all alone,
he thinks I. Just because I asked a friend about him. Just because I spoke his name somewhere. Just because I rang his number by mistake today. Just because I haunt the same old places where the memories of him linger everywhere. Just because I am not the happy girl I used to be. About him, and just because I spoke his name somewhere, just because I saw him and went all to pieces, he thinks I.
He Thinks I Still Care was a pop hit for Connie Francis at the same time George Jones was on the country charts singing She Thinks I Still Care in the fall of 1962. We also heard String Along by Rick Nelson. I'm Mike Duke at FM 102.5 The Concert Hall, where the music box continues with Paul Simon. This is Kodachrome.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all. And my lack of education hasn't
girls I knew when I was single. Brought them all together for one night. I know they'd never match my sweet imagination. And everything looks worse in black and white.
Kodachrome by Paul Simon from 1973. Matt the Cat is ready to go with this week's edition of The Juke in the Back. Check him out next right here. I'm Mike Duke, and I'll be back next week with another full music box from my house to your radio right here at FM 102.5 The Concert Hall. I'll leave you on this Mother's Day weekend with Jimmy Dean and his Mother's Day classic, I Owe You.
You know, most people look through their wallets or their pocketbooks and way down at the bottom past the credit cards and baby pictures, green stamps, you usually find a little old dog-eared piece of poetry. I was cleaning out my wallet the other day and I ran across a whole bunch of IOUs, some of them 30 years overdue. Funny thing is that all these IOUs are owed to one person. And I kind of feel like right now might be a pretty good time for an accounting. Mom, you listening? Mom, I owe you for so many things. A lot of services, like night watchman, for instance. For lying awake nights, listening for coughs, cries, creaking floorboards, and me coming in too late. You had the eye of an eagle, the roar of a lion, but you always had a heart as big as a house. I owe you for services as a short order cook, chef, baker, for making sirloin out of hamburger, turkey out of tuna fish, and two big old strapping boys out of leftovers. I owe you for cleaning services, for the daily scrubbing of face and ears, all work done by hand, and for the frequent dusting of a small boy's pants to try to make sure that he led a spotless life, and for washing and ironing no laundry could ever do, for drying the tears of childhood and for ironing out the problems of growing up. I owe you for service as a bodyguard, for protecting me from the terrors of thunderstorms, nightmares, and too many green apples. And Lord knows I owe you for medical attention, for nursing me through measles, mumps, bruises, bumps, splinters, and spring fever. And let's not forget medical advice either. Oh no, important things like don't scratch it or it won't get well. If you cross your eyes, they're gonna stick like that. And probably most important of all was be sure you got on clean underwear, boy, in case you're in an accident. And owe you for veterinarian services, for feeding every lost dog that I dragged home at the end of a rope, and for healing the pains of puppy love. And I owe you for entertainment. Entertainment that kept the household going during some pretty tough times. For wonderful productions at Christmas, 4th of July, and birthdays. And for making make-believe come true on a very limited budget. I owe you for construction work, for building kites, confidence, hopes and dreams. And somehow you made them all touch the sky. And for cementing a family together so it would stand the worst kinds of shocks and blows. And for laying down a good, strong foundation to build a life on. I owe you for carrying charges, for carrying me on your books for the necessities of life that a growing boy's just gotta have. Things like a pair of high-top boots with a little pocket on the side for a jackknife. And one thing, Mom, I will never, ever forget. When there were only 2 pieces of apple pie left and 3 hungry people, I noticed that you were the one who suddenly decided that you really didn't like apple pie in the first place. These are just a very few of the things for which payment is long overdue. The person I owe them to worked very cheap. She managed by simply doing without a whole lot of things that she needed herself. My IOUs add up to much more than I could ever hope to repay. But you know, the nicest thing about it all is that I know that she'll mark the entire bill paid in full for just one kiss and 4 little words. Mom, I love you.